Carolyn, there was a lot of confusion Wednesday between the media and law enforcement officials about where we stand as far as a suspect. Can you tell me about that?
The first news came in as a break in the case. Someone was reporting that police thought they had identified a suspect from video, actually a surveillance video from a retail store across the street from the finish line. Then the next thing we heard was, there's a suspect in custody. And then the next thing we heard was, never mind, this is not at all accurate. So, you know, it was very confusing, and especially for the people of Boston. They want something to hold on to. They want some closure to this. So for them to hear that someone was finally going to be arrested and maybe they'd get some answers to their questioning, and then to have it pulled right from out from under them, they were left very confused. But, of course, when we heard from law enforcement officials, they said, we want to make sure that we have everything right. We want to make sure that we're going to give you all the information that we can give you all at once. Governor Deval Patrick even said, I have positive news, but I cannot give you details. I can't tell you what I know. So just the fact that he mentioned that the investigation was making progress was good news for the residents of Boston and certainly for all Americans. But he couldn't go any further. So we're still waiting to hear. Many news conferences were scheduled. They were delayed hour by hour by hour, and then no news conference was held by law enforcement officials today. And so far, nothing is scheduled for Thursday.
You talk about the people of Boston. Here we are a couple of days after the bombing, and we've talked before about the memorials that people put up, and you tell me that they're getting even bigger now.
That's right. I heard one person describe it as Boston is becoming Boston again, meaning that things are turning to normal more and more every single day. More people are coming out. More people are visiting those memorials. The memorial that I've been going to now for 2.5 days is bigger than it's ever been, and it takes up the entire length of the barricade across Wynn Street, just piles of flowers, many, many candles, numerous flags, stuffed animals, notes, encouraging posters, just anything imaginable is there. We also were there when a man sat cross-legged next to the memorial and started some chanting, some Tibetan chants, prayers. And I spoke with him, too, and he said he didn't have any connection to the marathon, but he, like everyone else, is concerned and wanted to just be there and to chant for the victims of the bombings. Another person I talked to was a woman who lived about 20 minutes away from Boston. She brought her 4-year-old daughter to see the memorial. And I said to her, why did you bring your child? And she said, because it's the only way I can explain evil to her. She has to see this, and then she'll understand what evil is and what we do about evil in this world and how we pray that the victims will be okay. That's what this mother told me, this mother of the 4-year-old girl. Many different people, all walks of life, coming to this memorial. Some will stay there a long time. Some will just briefly leave something. Lots of tears, though. Lots of hugs all around.
And talking about the victims, you've spent time looking at hospitals. And even with the number of people killed and the people who have wounded, you know, doctors saying that it could have been a lot worse.
Absolutely. I spoke with many doctors today, and they say there are two reasons in their minds why there weren't more casualties. One is the fact that each hospital in Boston is geared up for some medical treatment of the marathoners. So they expect to have some of those running in the marathon come into their emergency rooms sometime during the week of the marathon. And so they are geared up with more personnel on duty. That was the first thing. So everybody had more medical personnel in their emergency departments who could treat anybody who came in. Second thing is, Boston is unique in that it has a lot of world-class hospitals in a very concentrated area. One hospital is like a 2-minute drive from the bomb site. So they're really good hospitals, they have top-notch people, and they're close to where this occurred. So time is of the essence when you're talking about severe injuries. And one emergency room doctor said both of those factors came into play when these 170 injured were brought to various hospitals in the area.
And as we often see in these type of big national events, President Obama Thursday will make his first appearance in the region.
He will. President Obama will be attending an interfaith service on Thursday morning, and he'll be speaking to the congregation, and apparently he'll bring a message of resolve and commonality. So I'm sure he will give that message of just how Americans mold together, how Americans come together in patriotism and in support of those who are hurting. And I'm sure it will be an encouraging type of speech. And again, just how faith always plays a role when we have these devastating events in the United States.